You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join us. You've tuned in because you want to hear a word from God today. And that's why we're tuning our frequencies in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. He always has something to say. We're going to tune in today to see what He has to say to us. The text we're going to be using, Revelation chapter 14. We'll be looking at a couple things. Really, we're focusing on this sermon, on how God highly esteems truth. Here in chapter 14, we see the reemergence of the 144,000 Jews that have been sealed by God. They have his mark on their forehead. Actually, it says they have the name of the Father and the Son written on their forehead. And we're seeing that no guile or deceit was found in their mouth, and they're highly commended for that. And that really is what we're going to focus on here in this message. But that's our text here for the next couple days, Revelation chapter 14. We're going to get started here in just a minute. In the meantime, I invite you out to Island this Wednesday. We're kicking off our rest of the season Wednesday night services, and we'll be in the book of Daniel. Going to the book of Daniel pretty much verse by verse Wednesday night from 6 to 7. You are invited. We're at 1,000. North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you. We're going to break out the blackboard. It's open for questions, and it's the opportunity to speak up and ask questions and bring your wide margin Bible and take notes. Should be a good time. Love to see you Wednesday. Here now is part one of this message, Blessed Are the Truth Speakers.
Thank you, Elvis. No leaving the building, though. No. Next week, we're going to have Holy Communion. Next week, my sermon will be based on communion. Be a whole sermon on it. It'll be called Holy Communion the Right Way. And remember that one, right? It's been a long time since one of my all-time favorite sermons, and I think it's the perfect time to look at that again. You know, there's just a right and a wrong way to take communion. And that is what that's what we're going to be looking at next week. Great. Revelation chapter 14. Various revolving titles I've gone through for this message. Christ on earth, or the heavenly Mount Zion, or, and the one I settled on, blessed are the dead. Anyhow, we must be near the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, known as the millennium. I searched before, I couldn't find her. You want to let her in? Well, bring her on, and anyone who wants to hear the word of the Lord, come on in. Okay, now here's a fantastic short three-sentence intro into chapter 14. Chapter 14 gives a glimpse into eternity to show believers what awaits them if they endure. Their suffering will not be meaningless. It'll only be a prelude into eternity with God. And this chapter explains what will happen to those who refuse the mark of the beast. Let me add to that, we'll see what happens to those that do take the mark as well. I don't know why they left that out. I mean, that's just as important, isn't it? I'll give you my warnings. Don't do this. There is no repentance from this. That is taking the mark of the beast. Now, this is a short message today, but an important one. We're in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father having been written on their foreheads. They must have had some pretty big old heads. Or maybe it was abbreviated or something. Having his name and the name of his Father written on their forehead. So God's people have their mark, and Satan's peeps have their mark. And here we see again their reemergence of the 144,000 Methodists, Buddhists, Jews. Thank you. Jews. So specifically, is it Jews? There's 12,000 from every tribe. God is plain and clear to show you these are Jewish folk. That's who they are. Now, I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters. Now, remember, the word phone, where our word phone comes from, can either mean sound or voice. It's the same Greek word, so sometimes they don't know what's the correct way of translating that. When it says, I heard a sound, or I heard a voice, same word. So I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice, or sound, of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was as of harpists playing on their harps. Okay, the word for playing is the word harp. You got it three times. Let's read it literally. The voice or the sound which I heard was as of harpists harping. It's an action verb. Harpists harping on their harps. I guess that's where that old slang comes from you hear on the movies and TV, right? Oh, where you're going, they're going to be giving you a harp where you're going. Or the people, oh, I don't want to sit in heaven, sit around on a cloud playing a harp all day. It's from a misunderstanding. But this is the first we see of that, of people at the end of the age with a harp. You know, if you don't love God now, you're going to have a hard time up there for all that time. I mean, do you look at your watch and wait for kickoff when we see holy, holy, holy just three times? This is all they do. You know, the original manuscript has holy, holy, holy nine times, and they cut out the other six because they said it was redundant. In the original Greek manuscript, it says they all day long, the beast sang, holy, 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 holy. And some pencil-neck fool with an eraser took out the six and says, well, that's a little too redundant. We don't think that's original. What do you get with the vision, the idea of playing harps? Of worship music. Maybe it'll be the piano. How would you like to play the piano flawlessly and worship God on it? Boring or cool? Maybe it's the saxophone. Maybe it's a violin. Maybe it's a guitar. Maybe it's a trombone. How are you right now with the idea of worshiping God face to face? You good with that? If you're not good with that, that's all right. We just got to work on that a little bit. You got to be a little bit more, have a little bit more gratitude for your salvation. And be grateful for all that God's done for you. Everyone here grateful for all that God's done for you? Are you able to sing that song and mean it? He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me. I'm not the same scoundrel I used to be. And I can worship him up in heaven and not get tired of it. Because I'm grateful. My wife says to me, why don't you get that tattoo removed? Because it's a reminder of all that God's done for me in my life. I'm grateful for all that he's done. So when I read it, holy, 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 and people on clouds playing a harp, they're people that were redeemed by the blood, and they're grateful. How about you? All hope is not lost if you're not. You just got to go back to square one. Matter of fact, when we're done with Revelation, we're going to start the book of Matthew in here. Chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to go back and look at the life and ministry of the Savior. Okay, verse 3. They sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, Presbyterians. No, all right, I'm joking. Let me understand. That's the Greek word is presbyteros. So don't think I'm saying, Pastor Paul's saying there's Presbyterians in heaven. Because we know there certainly couldn't be. No, presbyteros, the Greek word means elders. There'll be lots of Presbyterians in heaven, and Methodists, and Catholics, and Baptists. All those whose sins have been obliterated by the blood. All those who call on Jesus Christ. All those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care who you are. Or what foolish thing man attaches to that. Okay. They sang a new song before the throne and before the living creatures. Remember, God's got four awesome bodyguards. As if he needed a bodyguard.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You call